Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, and I do this video for His glory alone. Today I come to you as a watchwoman on the wall. I have several things I want to share with you. I have a word that I want to share with you. I have a warning that the Lord gave me through Scripture, and then I have a prophetic message that the Lord gave me. So please hang in there to the end of the video so you can hear the actual message that I received from the Lord while praying. So a few nights ago, brothers and sisters, I woke up to this word. I heard sudden attack. I'll say it again. Sudden attack. Now this is like the third time I have heard this from the Lord in the last few months. And I know that it probably relates to a dream that I had in September of 2021. In that dream, there was an attack. There was a huge explosion that even shook the very building that I was in. And I will have a link down below to that dream in the YouTube and in blog. Please go and listen to it so you have the full understanding of this dream, because I'm not going to explain the whole thing here. But in that dream, a lady behind the counter of the hotel that I was in, the lodge that I was in, she called me over and she told me some things about the explosion. And one of the things she told me, I left out of the original YouTube or blog because I did not have a full understanding of it. I didn't understand what the Lord was saying through this woman. But what she said was that there was an attack, and it was two cities in America, that one city attacked the other. And what I understand now from the Lord, in the last few nights the Lord has shown me this, that this is pointing to a false flag event that happens on American soil. And in this dream, Washington, D.C. was the targeted city. So please, brothers and sisters, take this to the Lord for further confirmation or understanding, especially now considering the war in Ukraine that is really heating up. All right, the second thing I want to bring to you is a warning through the Word of God. While preparing for this video, the Lord led me to 2 Kings 17. Go and read that if you get a chance. I noticed that in this passage it talks about the sins of Israel and Judah, which included the killing of their children, worshiping of money, which it talks about the two calves, which I believe is the worshiping of money, perverted sex, witchcraft, and mingling with the world. And this reminded me so much when I read this of America, who has fallen into the ways of the world and actually worships its own sins. I then read about the covenant that in this chapter that the Lord has put forth for His people. There is a principle that America has forgotten, and here's that principle. If we worship and fear the Lord, then He will deliver us from our enemies. It says in 2 Kings 17:39, but the Lord your God you shall fear, and He will deliver you from the hands of all your enemies. But then verse 14 says this, brothers and sisters, however, they did not obey, but they followed their former rituals. Like Israel, America has mingled with the customs of the nations and has fallen from the covenant from the Lord. And the hand of the blessing is no longer there. And America is now left with their own devices and is also now vulnerable to its enemies. Most don't even see that America is under judgment. Like the frog in the boiling pot, they just go on with life, not noticing their true condition. However, the judgments will be getting stronger, swifter, and more severe. And for most, it will be too late. For destruction comes, famine comes, wars come. So for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And for those of you who are not slumbering, let's continue to be praying for mercy. Let's continue to be praying for repentance to fall upon America, for a great harvest of souls, and for the protection of God's people. All right, now I'm going to bring you the message that I received on the 21st of March while praying. And here's that message, brothers and sisters. Shaking, A great shaking is coming in all things. But for those who are prepared and who have been forewarned, it will do only minimal damage. For all others, their lives will be turned upside down. What is coming is not a small thing, but it is a big event that will take place, and it will lead to aftershocks like a huge earthquake. During this time, I will be there for my own, so worry or fret not. For those who do not know me yet, now is the time to repent and seek me, for I will be found. Open the door and let me in, and then you will gain life with me into eternity. Spread my word and my story of salvation to all people you meet, for the time is late. The harvest is ready, but the workers are few. For my commission is this, to go out into all the world and to proclaim my truth. Occupy till I come. Wait for me, for I come in all my glory. I will bring my recompense, my rewards, and my justice. I came as a lamb, now I come as a lion. Justice will be served. So repent of all things. Repent daily. Keep your garments sparkly white and pure, for I come for a clean bride, not one that is polluted with the cares of this evil world. Wash yourselves in the rivers of Jordan, and you will be clean. Wash yourselves in the living waters and through my blood, and you will shine. You will be polished and beam brightly. Soon I come to make all things new. The birth pangs will stop and the old disappear and the new will be born. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. And then it was signed, Jesus, the Savior of the world, the one and only true God, the Messiah, the Lion of Judah, the sacrificial lamb. And that was the end of this message. The Lord mentions in this message to go and wash in the rivers of Jordan, and I didn't understand what the Lord exactly meant. So I looked up in the Bible, rivers of Jordan, and I saw that's where Jesus was actually baptized, was in the rivers of Jordan. So I believe that was in reference to baptism. So if you haven't already been baptized, believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, confess your sins to him, and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead and you shall be saved, and then go and get baptized. Go and get baptized. That's part of the salvation message, and you can read about that in the book of Acts. All right, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for listening to what the Lord has been showing me. There will be a transcript of this message along with its corresponding scriptures.